Introduction. Moses, Solomon, Jesus, and Mary Baker Eddy, Church Builders. These four humble individuals, Moses, Solomon, Jesus, and Mary Baker Eddy, had something in common. They were all church builders. What was it that gave them this privilege and assignment? Was it because each one of them understood, recorded, and lived the pattern described in the Psalms where it says, "For he spake, and it was done"? "He spake" is the primary holy spiritual fact. It is equivalent to, "In the beginning was the Word." "All is infinite mind," or "In principle is identity." "And it is done" is the subjective state, principle's activity. It is the infinite manifestation of the Word, or mind, as in Mary Baker Eddy's statement, "All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation." Whoever understands the psalmist's primary statement, "He spake," must also witness being formed and moved by divine mind. In other words, "and it was done" is the spiritual manifestation that individual reflects. Whatever is true and based on divine mind individually is also true collectively. The sharing of this principle and its operation, being with one accord in one place, is what we call church. These four witnesses must have perceived the grand collective scale of both God's Word and manifestation, or they could not have been guided to a demonstration of church. Each of these witnesses received the Word, recorded their spiritual messages, and gave personal proofs to humanity by living in accord with the Word. Their lives were filled with trials and triumphs, and much was recorded. But the simplest and most concise statements of spiritual fact in the Bible are called songs. In the book of Revelation, John recorded, "And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb." Moses' most concise statement of God's Word was the Ten Commandments. This was his song. Jesus gave us his songs, the Beatitudes contained in the Sermon on the Mount, and his messages to the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Solomon gave us his song hidden in love letters. Mary Baker Eddy gave us her song, her revelatory book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, leading us to the Comforter. Below is a chart of some primary and subjective accomplishments of these four individuals. Moses' song is the Ten Commandments. He configured the church in the wilderness. Solomon gave us his song. He built the temple in Israel. Jesus gave us the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, and Revelation. He confirmed his word by his works. Spiritual Jesus exemplified Christ. Spiritual healing, transfiguration, crucifixion, resurrection appearances, day of Pentecost, the recording of the revelation. Mary Baker Eddy gave us Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Miscellaneous Writings, the Manual of the Mother Church, Rudimental Divine Science, Christ and Christmas, Unity of Good. Spiritual Mary Baker Eddy demonstrated the Comforter, discovered and founded Christian Science, reinstated primitive Christian healing, designed and built the first Church of Christ Scientist on a holy spiritual foundation. The subjective state of each of their songs may appear to be both physical and spiritual, but the one important interpretation of Scripture is the spiritual. The manifestation of church cannot exist without being aligned with the spiritual principle or word that created it. In other words, if a church fails to be God manifested, it fails to be a church. Divine effect requires divine cause. Divine cause establishes church. Now, many of us know the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, and the Sermon on the Mount. Also, all of Mary Baker Eddy's published writings have been subject to deep scrutiny. Yet the profound wisdom of Solomon's song has remained, for the most part, unexplored. By deductive reasoning, however, we must conclude that since he built the temple in Israel, he must have understood primary spiritual cause and recorded it. What was it that he understood and gave us? What made him up to the task? I believe that the Song of Solomon, seen in the light of Christian Science, is the primary message corresponding to his spiritual temple. His song, in its higher meaning, pictures a woman seeking and finding spiritual understanding as she lays aside her personal sense of life. Solomon could see that womanhood and manhood would ultimately sing together as one grand harmony. Metaphors abound in the Bible, and names are often expressive of spiritual ideas. Solomon wrote a timeless, layered song with meaning hidden in names and symbolism. Like an archaeological dig, the treasure needs to be unearthed, identified, and understood. His own proverbs provide clues to his symbolism and urge us to search it for wisdom. Also, Solomon's juxtaposition of ideas bring to mind parallel phrases, similar metaphors, and spiritual vision found in other parts of Scripture and in Mrs. Eddy's writings. The Song of Solomon is prophetic. Today we can look back and confirm the promise, fill in the names and testimonies, and rejoice in the miracle of mind manifested. In writing Solomon's Song Amplified, I assumed prophecy to be fulfilled and attempted to rewrite the pages in the same layered formatting that Solomon used, but with today's symbolism and scientific method, Christian Science.